Energy 103. It's 23 minutes past 8. So, yeah, so Adrian got into the film business, and, well, he was just sort of as an extra.
So, anyway, I thought playing the part of the stand-in for Hunk Hansen might be a foot in the door, you know. I mean, after all, I've always wanted big parts. Here's the producer.
Look, Adrian.
Yes, Mr. DeMille?
You're the stand-in for Hunk Handsome, right?
I'm the stand-in for Hunk Handsome, yes.
Right. So you're supposed to be dressed exactly like him.
That is correct.
Yeah. So why are you wearing a pair of Wellingtons?
Ah, the Wellingtons.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. DeMille, you told me I was a stand-in for Hunk Handsome, yeah?
That's right.
Well, Mr. DeMille, I don't know what I might end up standing in, do I?
Oh. So I thought... Well, somebody take this poor inside.
I don't think he's pleased to see you.
Quiet, officer. Quiet in the salon.
Cut. 8:24 now.
My baby don't care for show.
To get back on the road with Lawfords.
Energy 103, time is 11 minutes to 9. The Breakfast Club would now like you to meet, ladies and gentlemen, Pettigrew and Carruthers. However, in the best traditions of it'll be all right on the night, there's occasionally the odd false start.
Well, there you are, Pettigrew.
Yes, there I am, yes.
Are you having lunch?
No. Oh, I'm a bit worried about the kitchen.
The kitchen?
Yes. It's the sign. Closed until 1:30 due to dysentery. Enjoyed the last episode, didn't I? that Joan Collins is... Go for her. If I were 10 years younger.
Than who? 10 years younger than who?
Warren Beatty, I think.
Yeah. There you are, Pettigrew.
Yes, there I am.
Yeah. Yes. Are you having lunch?
No. I'm a bit worried about the kitchen.
The kitchen?
Yes. It's the sign, you see. Closed until 1:30 due to dysentery.
Ah, quite. Yes. Remember that chap, what was his name, yes, that's the fellow.
Yes.
Decorated for saving the lives of an entire brigade during the last war.
What did he do?
He shot the cook, Pettigrew. Yes. Randy Pettigrew.
I don't mind if I do.
Yes.